Hello and welcome everyone to Leaders in Elder Care, the interview series designed to share with you some of the many people who are doing great things to change the face of elder care. I'm Ryan Malone, founder of Inside Elder Care and your host of the Leaders in Elder Care series. Before we start, I'd like to remind you to subscribe to the podcast. You can do so by visiting insideeldercare.com/subscribe, and you can also go to iTunes and search for the Leaders in Elder Care podcast and click on the subscribe button. So let's go ahead and get started. Joining us today is Neil Moore. Neil is the founder and CEO of Connect for Healthcare, a unique new company that enables care providers to deliver regular, proactive updates to the entire family through the internet, email, and text messaging, no matter where they might be located. How are you doing today, Neil?
Great, Ryan. Thanks.
Good. So let's hop right in. What is Connect for Healthcare?
Well, you kind of described it. Connect for Healthcare is an ultra-simple web service, easy to use web service, designed specifically to enable providers to proactively and regularly give families updates on their loved ones.
So, explain, you know, maybe a little bit about what the market needs and you know, how you got the idea, because
sure.
I know, and I'm going to save my comment because I think I know where you're headed, but I know that it was a problem for my family, but go ahead.
Right. My father-in-law, we got started because I had a father-in-law who had Alzheimer's. He was in long-term care facilities. We had family really spread out across the country. And even though I was local, the only way that we could find out what was going on kind of day-to-day or week-by-week with him was to pick up the phone and call the provider. And, you know, I've worked in and around long-term care quite a while, several years at this point. And, you know, it's kind of catch-as-catch-can. You call the provider, you hope that you're going to talk to somebody who actually knows what's going on and that you're getting, you know, accurate and good information on their status. So I kind of looked around at our family and the struggle to everyone had. We want to know what's going on. We want to know what's going on. And yet everybody can't call. We're spread out every place. And then on our side it was, well, if you called this week, then you began this telephone game. Well, then I'm going to call all the sisters and brothers and kind of pass the message along. So, I mean, it was stressful for everybody. It was just a very, very difficult circumstance. And I stepped back from this, having spent so much time in healthcare and healthcare IT, and I thought to myself, we can do better than this. We absolutely can. We can use really common communication technologies, the internet, email, SMS, text messaging. We can allow the family to say, look, provider, here are the things that we worry about day to day. I'm worried about how he's eating, how he's sleeping. Is he confused all the time? Is his confusion better or worse than it was last time we spoke? So we can allow the family to say, here are the things that we're worried about, and then give the provider a tool that they can very simply, very quickly, and when I say quickly, really less than 3 minutes a week oftentimes, to log into the Secure Connect environment and say, look, here's Neil Moore's father or sister or brother, whoever it might be, and here's what Neil and his family are concerned about, and we're going to say, you know, here's the status on eating, sleeping, getting around, memory, so on and so forth, up to 10 different wellness metrics.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, then the provider can add context to those simple updates. They can say, you know, your dad's not taking his medication quite as well because the pill, his vitamins is so large. So we suggest that we get liquid vitamins. So that communication with the family, that proactive communication with the family, so now we don't have to call in. We just get regular updates on a weekly or twice weekly basis through Connect. And that really, you know, that allows us to know what's going on and act more proactively as a family. If we see an issue, we can take action. Right. If we know about it and we don't need to wait a week or two because Neil forgot to ask about, you know, taking medication when he called the provider this week. You know, if we can get regular, consistent, proactive updates from the provider sent to the entire family, the family broadly is more engaged. We can act more proactively. And the more proactive we are, of course, the better care our loved ones receive.
You know, it's funny. You know, I travel around parts of the country, and I speak in assisted living communities.
Right.
And one of the messages that I try to convey is that the caregiver, you know, especially in the communities, is the family's, one of the family's best friends. friends, because they often are able to tell you things about how your loved one's doing in a way that's really non-intrusive, because a lot of times your parents get a little angry that you're always trying to stick your nose in their business. At least my mom does. Yeah. And it seems to me like this, you know, aside from the peace of mind that you get as a family member, that there's also a lot of benefit, not to your parent, because it's far more passive, but also to the community, because it seems like if you got 100 rooms in a community and three or four family members are calling for each room every week, that it can really be a distraction from the kind of care that they provide.
You know, you're making a good point, Ryan. I think that, yeah, there's a clear benefit to the community. We've talked to an awful lot of care providers, and of course, Connect for Healthcare applies not just to residential settings, it also applies to home care environments. We talked to a lot of care providers about this whole communication. How do they communicate? And, of course, we have the discussion about the phone calls. And a consistent message I get from the care providers is that, you know, the phone call always seems to come. The phone call from the family looking for an update always seems to come at an inopportune moment. I'm going to start a med pass. I'm in the middle of giving somebody a bath or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
And so Connect for Healthcare, really, it's a win for the provider in the sense that they can use, in 1 3-minute update, they can communicate to 10 family members the same message. Everybody gets it at the same time. Instead of answering 2 or 3 inbound phone calls, and what I'm being told by them is that the average phone call from a family member may take 10 minutes. Well, the math clearly works in the favor of the provider if you're able to proactively use a technology like Connect, because you do that in the time that you find convenient. If I'm doing weekly updates for Neil's family, well, I can sit down on a Tuesday afternoon when I have 15 minutes. I can put the update together, shoot it out. Everybody gets it. And I actually reduce the number of inbound phone calls that might not necessarily need to take place. So, yeah, undoubtedly it's a win for the providers too.
Oh, that's interesting. So how... So what exactly does the message look like that the family gets?
There are a couple of different alternatives, really, for the provider. When the provider completes a Connect for Healthcare update for the family, the first thing that happens is that the family's or the resident / client's secure web environment is updated. So we use kind of a red light, yellow light, green light approach. If things are about the same as the last update, it's yellow. If things have improved, it's green. If things aren't going as well in a specific category, like eating, if we're not eating quite as well, then that becomes red. So it's kind of, it gives the family sort of an at-a-glance view of things. There is, of course, the comment section. The comments are included on the website. And then there's an entire history for both the provider and the family. They can look back at history and say, well, what happened last time? What did we hear last week? So there's a very clean visual view of through the secure web portal. The update will also populate and automatically fire email updates. They're actually fairly simple. They're simple on purpose because the simpler that email, the physical email itself, all the information is in the update, or can be in the update, but it's not a bunch of graphics that have a tendency to slow down or get kicked out by scanning softwares, anti-phishing stuff, and whatever. So the email can contain the entire text of the update, all the metrics and the results, and then the comment. And then there's the SMS text message that will go directly to somebody's phone, so I don't even have to be logged on. And my phone will buzz, and I can look at it, and there's a new text message, and here are the wellness metrics.
Now, got it. And
go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, there is a fundamental limitation with text messaging that says the longest text message can only be 160 characters.
Right.
So you may not see the entire comment through a text message, but you can always go back then later and check your email. But you do get the wellness, the update on the wellness metrics that you've selected.
So I'm assuming the emails are BlackBerry friendly?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That's a great
Can't
question.
stand it when I get like an email and people don't realize that other folks are on BlackBerries and they
Right,
forget
right.
the
Great
first
question
email.
coming from you. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, very much so. Now,
That's cool.
We do have an alternative. We have had some providers who have said, well, look, you know, we really prefer that families only come to the website, only come to the web environment to look at the update. So that's a preference within the Connect service for the providers. They can say, you know what, we just want families to come to the website, so then the email and the SMS text message will simply say, there's a new update for your loved one, click here, and it fires off their web browser and takes them directly to the login for the website. So
why would they do that?
You know, some providers are nervous about the use of email and text messages to pass this kind of information along.
I got you.
Now,
the gray area between private information and I got you.
Right. That's correct. So, although the concept of you can get emails with your lab results and whatever you want now. You just have to have the appropriate release sign, which of course we provide to the providers for that purpose. But if they're particularly nervous or whatever, that's fine. We give them the alternative.
Got it. So how? So this is really cool because, like I mentioned, there's a big gap, and you mentioned it about not being able necessarily to talk to the right person who's actually
right.
in the know.
Yep.
And there's definitely a big gap there, and I've lived it. I have a family member in Baltimore. I have a family member north of Los Angeles, and I live in Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'd say probably at least once a week, it's, you know, the phone tree. Did you talk to mom? How's she doing?
Yep.
She didn't answer her phone. What's going on?
Right.
Et cetera, et cetera. So it seems like that you're plugging a real strong gap there, at least from my personal experience. How does the from a pricing perspective, walk me through the economics from a customer perspective.
Sure. You know, when we began the service, when we initially launched the service, because of my background in long-term care, I felt that and based on my conversations with long-term care providers, they like the concept of the service. They believe strongly, or at least most of them do, that communicating with a family is very important. They get that. And that's kind of a comforting thought. But money is tight in that environment. And they said, well, great idea. We're not sure that we can pay for it. And they said that actually before we had talked about how much it might cost. So I kind of stepped back from it, Ryan, and said, okay, look, the family benefits from this. The family wants it. Let's create the service to at least allow the family to subscribe to the service. Mm-hmm. It's just a monthly subscription. They can subscribe online, and the provider can provide the service to them at no cost to the provider.
Mm-hmm.
It is we pay close attention to cost. I mean, you know, updates. The average update is for a family for weekly updates is $22 a month, and if you have, you know, four or five family members, it's pretty inexpensive. But you know, our objective is doing the right thing here. Interestingly enough, we ultimately had some providers and have some providers today who have told us, look, we believe this is the right thing to do. We think it is simply the right thing to do. This is a good tool for us. It saves us time. It reduces calls, so on and so forth, and it allows us to communicate more effectively, more efficiently with families. We would like to pay you, Connect for Healthcare, and just give the service to our families. And so we do have some folks doing that.
Those are the smart folks.
You know what? Honestly, Ryan, when we began, I had hoped that the providers would say immediately, this is the right thing to do. We'll pay for this. And, you know, not everybody can. And that's just...
Sure.
That's just
really... Well, as a family member, right? I'll take my marketing guy hat off and put my family member hat on. You know, I'm when I put somebody in any kind of a residential care, even home care, right? I'm paying for peace of mind.
Yep.
As a family member, so the smart vendors are going to step up and say that for what sounds like a tiny little amount of money, that if they can provide peace of mind, that they're going to have a huge advantage over the guys that that don't feel like peace of mind is important. So that's I guess that's kind of the root of my comment. So tell me a little bit about maybe like a case study or an example of you know, someone who's using it and having some success with it, or you know, some feedback that you've gotten from a family member. That's always the fun stuff to hear about.
Sure. I mean, I guess our early clients, the feedback has been pretty consistent. So there's no one, you know, one person I can pick out, but in general terms, the feedback we've gotten about the service from the families is probably exactly what you'd expect. This is great. I can change my, you know, I can change the wellness metrics that I get updated any time. It's going to my whole family. This is a huge relief, you know, a big burden off my shoulders from having to call everybody. So, and we just feel like we know what's going on. Interestingly, another comment that we've gotten back with some consistency from families, and this is both in the residential and home care world, has been, you know, we feel like because the provider is giving us these updates, we kind of feel like they're actually paying more attention to mom or dad now than they were before.
Yep.
Now, I can't attest to the accuracy of that, but I've found that that's one of the biggest feel-goods I've had from this project, you know, from this work. To hear families say, we actually think because of what you're doing, because of your service, my mom and dad is actually getting better care. They're being paid closer attention to. That's a big deal. So the family side has been really completely positive. The provider side, I have to be honest with you, for the providers that have used and are using the service, it's been pretty consistent. Simple to use. Our staff likes it. It only takes us a few minutes to do. There is some early kind of concern about who does the update, gee, who should do this, and how do we collect the information. And we get through that, they get through it pretty quickly. But the, you know, we've never had a provider say to us, this is too hard to do. This, you know, we don't like the service. Those that have used it kind of get it and, you know, get behind it.
You know, it's not to diverge, I would assume that, you know, any of the kind of computing companies that are collecting patient data and stuff
right.
like that would be all over you guys
yeah.
to be able to push data out to the families
right.
through your service. But I don't want to go too far down your strategic path, but it just kind of clicked to me that there's already like tons of guys that are out there that are doing that kind of stuff at some level that would be a fantastic partnership opportunity for you guys. Well, So that's cool. That sounds like a really interesting model to do it. So where if people wanted to learn more about Connect for Healthcare, where would they go?
I'll tell you, it's very simple. You can simply go to our website, connect4healthcare.com. Now, when you get to the website in the upper right-hand corner, there's actually a link that says, I'd like to learn more. There's another link that says, I'm interested in the service, and I'd like for you to contact our provider about this. And it just pops up a simple web page. They give us a little bit of information about themselves, and we'll actually contact their provider and try and facilitate, you know, the service being offered by them, you know, on behalf of the family. You know, we're believers. This is the right thing for us.
That's interesting. You know, it's funny. If you read a lot of the data about, you know, where the next phase of elder care is going and
right.
and the types of things that can make the biggest impact for people, both in terms of quality of life and savings, it has a lot to do with the monitoring type tools. And
yeah.
you know, you guys are in that boat. So,
yeah.
So kudos to you for a fantastic idea.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks. I appreciate your comments. Yeah.
Well, Neil, thanks so much for spending some time with us today. I really appreciate it. I enjoyed learning a lot about the system that you have there, and I think that you guys have a really bright future ahead of you because there's definitely a need out there.
Right.
So,
thank you very much. We
yeah,
appreciate
my
the opportunity.
My pleasure. So thanks again, and thanks for being a leader in elder care. For our listeners out there, reminder, be sure to visit two sites. Inside Elder Care, which is a by families, for families approach to helping families deal with elder care issues. It's available at www.insideeldercare.com. And Portrait of Our Parents, which is a place that you can share the world of unique memories that define who your parents are and the joy that they brought you over the years. It's available at www.portraitofourparents.com. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, and please come back and listen again soon.